Is it better to pay off your mortgage or invest? This article assumes you've got some cash flow, more income than expenses, or you have some savings that you are looking to invest. Your options are that you could pay down your mortgage or take those funds and invest them. At least as of the writing of this article, you can expect to average about 7 to 8% return on your money if you invest it over a long period of time in something like an index mutual fund or buy and hold real estate, rental properties. The opportunity cost is that you could save yourself maybe 3% in interest by paying off your mortgage instead. Mortgage rates right now are 3% for 30 years, fixed. On paper, it seems obvious, though, that you would go with the 8% return over a 3% savings, right? Well, if it was purely a financial or an investment decision, yeah, you would do that. But it's not just a financial decision, is it? You have other intangible factors to consider. For example, how would your investment philosophy change if you knew your home was 100% owned by you and the bank couldn't take it away? How would you feel having paid off the house instead of being a slave to the bank for 15 or 30 years? Or how does your significant other feel about owning a home without debt? Yeah, from purely a financial standpoint, investing extra cash or savings into an index mutual fund or real estate, earning 8% or more, is better than saving 3% in interest on a home mortgage. But do you like working for the bank? You work for the bank. Yeah, the one that you owe your mortgage to, that bank makes money on you every month. Every month, a large chunk of your working life is spent paying the bank your mortgage payment. How many hours do you spend paying the bank your mortgage payment? Let's calculate that. Take your monthly mortgage payment, which includes principal and interest and private mortgage insurance, if any, and divide that by how much you make per hour at your job. For example, let's say that you have a mortgage that is $1,500 a month and you make $60,000 a year. Let's also assume you work 40 hours a week. So, $5,000 a month divided by 160 hours per month equals $31.25 per hour. That's your relative hourly rate. $1,500 mortgage payment divided by $31.25 an hour equals 48. Every month, you are a slave to the bank for 48 hours of your working life that month. And next month, you start over again with another 48 hours of your working life, a slave to the bank. This applies to any debts you have. Debt is bondage, financial servitude. So you can probably imagine why so many, like Dave Ramsey, advocate for paying your house off as quickly as possible. Do you really like working for the bank? As a side note, this exercise is beneficial to do with all of your large expenses: car payments, credit card debt, subscriptions, cabins. Is it worth X number of hours every month of your work time to own that thing that you continue to pay for? Now, let's go into understanding good debt versus bad debt. There may not be such a thing as good debt, but for the sake of argument, let's make a clarification between two types of debt, one being better than the other. Good debt has low interest rates and good terms. Think mortgage. Good debt is paid for by others. Think rental property with a mortgage that is paid for by the tenant. Good debt is debt against an asset that appreciates or increases in value over time. Think about a house. Good debt is a tax write-off. Bad debt has a high interest rate. Think credit card debt. Bad debt is against a depreciating asset. The value of that asset goes down over time. All debt is a lien that gives the lender the right to control an asset if you don't pay the debt. All debt means you are servant to the lender until the debt is paid. Unless, of course, tenants pay the debt, then technically they are the servants of the lender until they stop paying and you are on the hook to make those payments. Avoid debt altogether if you can. Do everything you can to avoid bad debt, especially. Pay off bad debt first. Is there a way to do both, to pay down a mortgage and invest at the same time? What if I told you that you could pay your house off quicker and still keep your options open to invest? This strategy requires discipline. It requires a proper financial foundation before you should even consider it. In fact, unless you make significantly more than you spend, aka you have a high savings rate, I wouldn't recommend it. The strategy is called velocity banking. I'm only going to briefly mention it here as it deserves its own dedicated post, explanation, warnings, and guidance. And an important note, be sure to have the guidance of someone experienced in velocity banking before attempting to follow the process. But basically, you open a home equity line of credit, HELOC, against the equity in your home. Use that HELOC to pay off your first position mortgage. Then, throw nearly all your savings, your positive cash flow each month, and cash on hand to pay off the HELOC as quickly as possible. You will save yourself interest charges on the balance owed the more you are able to pay down the debt. You will likely feel more comfortable paying off the HELOC rather than paying down your first mortgage directly because the HELOC is a revolving line that can be pulled out and paid back any number of times during the draw period, which is typically 10 to 15 years in length. And if you need cash for emergencies or short fuse investment opportunities, you can always take out additional money against the line of credit. Again, this is something that must be followed with strict discipline in order to avoid costly mistakes with execution. Stay tuned for a future post on velocity banking that's coming soon, including some unique loan products that align well with that strategy. And a quick note, a portion of your mortgage is principal, so in the calculation for the formula for how much of your working life is spent paying the bank's debt, you could exclude that principal payment from your calculation as it is retained as equity. But for the sake of argument, I left the principal in there for simplicity.